Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Apple Pro Studios. On this edition, we're going to be talking about how much should I spend on internet marketing. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Apple Pro Studios. In this edition, I review ideal internet and digital marketing spend. How much should you be spending? This topic is really more about resource management more than anything else, just so you know. It's more about resource management more than anything else. And our resources are fundamentally time, money, and I like to hide a third one usually, and that's your skills level, okay? Because even if you're hiring people to do stuff for you, you're always in a better place when you have some skills, you know? Some skills as opposed to saying, no, I don't need to know it. Then you get robbed, right? so, we're going to be talking about resource management, but with respect to how much should you be spending on internet marketing? And of course, in response to a question from one of our viewers. So the question goes, hey, Ola, after 6 months of running from fear and deliberation with my marketing team, I've decided to dive into internet and digital marketing. Congratulations to you. It's not late, okay? Trust me. Internet marketing is still very much in its infantry phase, okay? I mean, it's only started in 1995, so it's very, very young. And the whole thing called internet, social media, is still trying to figure itself out, okay? So it's early, okay? So congratulations to you. I've chosen to start with Facebook, then roll out to YouTube later, and I'm also committing to content marketing, but I also want to have a budget. That leads me to my question. Well, here's what I'm going to say with regards to starting with Facebook or YouTube. Facebook first, then YouTube. I'm going to suggest you start with YouTube. Okay, I'm going to suggest that you start pushing content on YouTube. And I suggest that you do it on a regular, periodical basis. Consistent. Okay, the two key things. Okay, when it comes to content marketing, is good content, and consistency. Okay, and everything else, especially on YouTube, everything else tend to fall in place if you have good content and consistency. Now, good content is content that people want. Okay, and the best way I like to do that is to reverse engineer it. Okay, because there's data on keyword planner tools, on auto suggestion. Like anytime you start typing something into the YouTube search box or Google search box, you know, it starts suggesting what people are searching for, right? And with regards to your industry or profession, you know what people may be searching for. You can start from that and you can press enter. And then also at the bottom of it, it suggests additional related keywords that people are already searching for. And you want to create content around those topics. Okay, you create good content, you answer people's questions, you provide solution in the form of information to people's problems, you help people solve problems, right? And then you publish that on the internet, okay? On YouTube specifically, I prefer the method of starting with YouTube and start pushing content on a regular, consistent, and periodical basis. I like daily. As you can see, I do daily at this point right now. It varies depending on where I am in the business. But right now, at this point, I'm doing 5 days a week of content creation and publishing. And I'm doing that on this channel right now. I like daily. And at the very minimum, you want to do at least once a week. You can do once a month, but just understand that the more spaced out it is, the higher the risk of losing consistency. Okay. And consistency is the second, in my opinion, the second biggest factor in getting the audience to start paying attention and start ranking your videos as suggested videos as a search result on YouTube. And when you start doing that, you build a brand. So when people find your information on the Facebook ads and they decide to Google your name, as they will, okay, and they decide to Google if there are reviews out there about your brand and your business, they can find your videos, and then that builds trust, okay, because people do business with you if they know, like, and trust you, okay? So your trust equity in the marketplace, you can control that by how much content you publish into the marketplace, okay? Now, I noticed there was one store in this local area that I noticed the other day has only 2 reviews on YouTube, and those reviews were pretty bad. And this is supposed to be a business in the local area, and people do leave reviews. But My thing is, I'm gonna publish much more content that people leave review. That's the key thing, okay? You wanna be publishing content at a speed that's higher than people are leaving reviews, because if people have bad taste in their mouth, for whatever reason, that may not even be your fault. Maybe you have an associate in the office, in the store, and they were nasty, something happened, something beyond the control, and the associate has been fired long time ago, but you still have this bad review on your thing on the internet. The only way to drown that out is when you publish content that actually help people, give people tips with regards to what you do, with regards to your product and your services, give people tips that can help them improve on getting more results with your product, your services, or something related to that. And you become, what that means, that you become the expert in the marketplace. Not because you call yourself an expert like a clown, but because you're actually an expert that's helping them. Because when you also teach and you share this kind of, you publish stuff and you teach, there's a saying that when you teach, you learn twice, okay? New ideas come up, new ways of building your business comes up, and you just become better. Not on top of the fact that you have all this content that's going viral all over the place, but you become better at what you do than an average person, because an average person is not going to publish content. Does that make sense? So I'm going to suggest to you that you lead with YouTube and then have at least 10 videos out there before you start throwing ads all over the place. So when people Google your name or Google your brand, they can find some videos that will help you build your trust equity in their eyes. Okay? Because again, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. All right. So it goes, that leads me to my question. So I didn't even answer the question yet. How much should I be spending on internet marketing with respect to my desired revenue? Thanks. I look forward to your answer. Good. So I already answered half of it. Okay. If you're publishing content, your dollars will go a lot further. Your marketing dollars will go a lot further in creating results for you than if you're not publishing content. And that should make sense to you, because think about it. Okay. People, you have three people seeing your product and they're buying, and you know, two of them are buying, as compared to you need 10 people before you find one buyer. That right there, it can be a result of you having trust in the marketplace. Okay, so you expose your business, your presentation, your sales presentation to 10 people, one person buys, or you expose it to every three, out of every three, two people buy. Okay, that means at 10 people, you would have had at least six buyers. Does that make sense? It's just better. Your marketing dollars goes a lot farther. Your return on investment is, you know, the difference is just clear. That's as a direct result of publishing content and having, really fundamentally having trust equity that's healthy in the marketplace. And when I say marketplace today, that's the internet, okay? So you want to be publishing on a regular, so it goes back to what I said earlier. You want to start publishing on a regular basis on the internet, okay? What are you publishing? Find out the pain, the questions, and the problems of your ideal customers. If they don't have those three things, you're in the wrong business, okay? There must be some kind of pain, some problems, okay? Some questions that people have. And what you want to do is you want to provide the answers. You want to provide pleasure, information about pleasure, information about solution. You want to provide answers, okay? And you want to do that on a regular basis. And I prefer daily. If you don't have the time, maybe your business is booming already. Weekly is okay. But publish something. And your name will start, when people Google your name, your brand name, your personal brand name, your product name, these are the videos that pop up. And then it pops up with you providing more value. Think about it. You're going to get to a point that most of your customers will be people that have seen videos upon videos upon videos, and they all of a sudden decide, like, you know what, this guy knows what he's talking about. This lady knows what she's talking about. I'm going to do business with her. And then they decide to buy. That's not magical. It's because you've helped them so many times with the stuff you create once, and it continues to work for you. That's the beauty about publishing online. You do it once, it continues to work for you. It continues to put money in your pocket, okay? So this is an activity, a marketing activity in your business that you cannot afford to not be taken advantage of. And that will determine and predict how much you should be spending on internet marketing. And really, in reality, you should have a percentage that you should be spending on internet marketing. Personally, I think 100% of your marketing budget should be going towards internet marketing, okay? So that's your answer right there. But when I say that, that's with respect to hopefully you're also going after organic traffic. That means people that Google information, people that are watching related videos, and they just pounce on the bounce on your video, or they've seen your ad and they decide to Google your name and they see you talking more and giving more valuable information away completely for free. It just increases your trust equity in the marketplace. And if you do it on a regular basis, it's a sign that you show up every day. And loyalty comes from showing up every day. Consistency. It's also, it leads directly back to, I can trust him. I can trust her. I can trust this brand because you show up every day. Because that's fundamentally trust right there. Okay, does that make sense? So if you want to learn more about how you should be spending your money the right way and how I like to do it when it comes to internet marketing, you see the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind, olatux.com/mastermind. You want to go through that link, okay? Just type it into your browser and go there. Reserve a seat on my free masterclass. But as soon as you register, I have some PDFs for you to download right away as a free gift. So make sure you go ahead and reserve that. It's absolutely free and it's a $297 value. So go ahead and take advantage of that. Now give me a thumbs up, okay? Because I'm sure you like this video. Click share to share with your circle of influence. They would love to hear this, what I just shared in this video. And share your thoughts and your comments right below this video. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel to continue to be notified every time I release a new video like this on a daily basis. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.